So it's Sunday, sitting here right now, tearing up some Trolley Sour Bright Crawlers, my favorite gummy worms in the whole wide world. Not gonna lie, they're delicious. And about ready to record this podcast. So, get ready to lock it up. Welcome to the Stuff Podcast Show. I'm gonna be talking about my love of gummy worms. I'm also going to be talking about Aquaman, how it has officially beat The Dark Knight Rises in theaters as a top grossing DC movie of all time, they said. Does that mean it's beating Wonder Woman? I don't know. And all of that. So, and I'm going to be also talking about some other randomness. All right. So that's what's going down on today's episode of the Stuff Podcast Show. Stay tuned. Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escapist podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. So you guys should be proud of me. How much of a challenge it is, for you to go into Target and not spend more than $100. It is possible. It rarely happens, but when it does, I consider that a life milestone. And yeah, it happened. I had to go last week. I was talking about my awesomely amazing candle, Bonfire Nights, that I picked up from Target, and I went there and I picked up. I was going to look for the same size, and then I messed around here and found a bigger one, y'all. It had three wicks in it. The last one I had only had one wick. This one had three, and it crackles the same as it burns. And this was three times the crackle. I mean, it felt like I had a fireplace up in this piece. It was amazing. And and my house again still smells masculine. It smells great. You don't. It's covering the smell of the feet. Here, here. Nah, it's a great smelling candle. It's great, and now that it's bigger, I think I'm hoping that this one will take a longer time to burn. I was burning the other candle every single night. It just was good. It was soothing, healing feeling, But yeah, I'm gonna try to use this one a little bit more sparingly. I'm not gonna mess it up. There's a tiny bit of wax left in the other one, and deep down, like low key, what I really want to do is I want to be ghetto and take the remaining wax from the other one and pour it into the other one, the bigger one. And a part of my heart is saying that it's not gonna work, but I think I'm just gonna try it anyway and just let the disappointment set in. Because most people, I think they just take the wax that, it's too low to burn, and they just carve it out and they just chuck it. But I'm not gonna do that. This is too delicious of a scent for me to waste, so I'm not gonna do that. Anyways, enough about my candle shenanigans and my Target escapades, which I'm glad. Yeah, I walked out of there spending less than $100. It was pretty cool. I felt pretty vindicated, self-fulfilled. Even though I am kind of doubting my devotion to Target now because of that, because I've been spending less and less money there lately. I go to Target now for something I absolutely need, because if I go in there with money and no plan, it's over. It's done. I get a Target run and I got money on me, it's over. I'll burn through that money like Swisher Sweets. It is not good. Okay, so anyways. But this week on the Stuff Podcast Show, I wanted to talk about some stuff. Of course, I'm scrolling through Twitter, which is now my primary news feed, my primary thing that I want to talk about, or that I find my content on to talk about. And one of the posts that I came across was of the, I would say, I wouldn't say, well, yeah, I would have to say surprising and overwhelming success of Aquaman. Now, I went and saw Aquaman in the theater, and I will tell you, this movie was so much fun to watch. It was vibrant, full of color, the action was great, the movie was paced well. It has a lot more positives than it does negatives, that's for sure. It's definitely got some negatives now. A lot of things that are forced, which I'll go into in a second, but overall, Aquaman was such a good film. But what I saw was on Twitter was that it beat out The Dark Knight Rises as the highest grossing DC movie ever, and that is pretty cool, 'cause Dark Knight Rises was the one. Okay, that movie was dope. I mean, Heath Ledger pulling out Joker and just doing it real big. I mean, that was the movie. Okay, so for this movie, Aquaman, of all superheroes, to beat out Dark Knight Rises, I mean, Aquaman beat Batman, and that is just unheard of. That shouldn't happen technically, but it sure did here, at least in the movie theaters. And I think a large part of it had to do with the visuals of the film. We finally got a DC film that wasn't all dark and broody, and wasn't full of unnecessary drama that is just, dark and brooding. It was just good to have a film that just had fun, didn't take itself too seriously, and was just a good story that was told. I think they did such a good job in telling the story of Aquaman and how he came about his power. They establish a lot of good relationships in the film, especially between Arthur and his father. Arthur being played by Jason Momoa. The guy who played his dad is another well-known actor, Samoan actor. I keep forgetting the dude's name, but he's in all kind of stuff. He was in Power Rangers actually too. He's a Power Rangers actor. And yes, and only I would know that because I love Power Rangers. But yeah, he was in that movie as well, playing Arthur Curry's father. And it did really well. Nicole Kidman in the movie did amazingly well too. It was a lot going on, and it just fit well. It did really, really good. Ocean Master was beyond perfect. In all honesty, I would have to say Ocean Master was probably my favorite character in the movie because he was done so well. And I almost feel like maybe, I think Justin Wan, I think is his name, Wan, Justin Wan, was the director. I almost feel like Ocean Master was his favorite character in the film. He had to be. He was done so perfectly, and he was so comic book accurate that it just, it just, it showed. It showed. It really did. And, I mean, it was a impeccable performance. The actor who played him, the whole story behind why he did what he did. I mean, it was just too good. He was just too good. Black Manta, of course, was dope. What little we saw of him, it's funny. We didn't see a lot of Black Manta, but we saw enough to still get a story out of him and a good beginning and an understanding as to why he was who he became and what his purpose is. And I appreciated that. There's an end credit scene, which points to a sequel, which was just announced, I believe, yesterday by Patty Jenkins, the director of Wonder Woman, and Wonder Woman 84, that there will be an Aquaman 2. On a further note, there will be a Wonder Woman 3, and there will be a Justice League 2. It's going to be further down the line, but that's happening. And Henry Cavill may possibly return to play Superman. At this point, as far as Superman's concerned, I mean, nobody else can fill those shoes right now, really. I mean, unless you pull some cat from another country that just really nail the Superman role and the comic book look of Superman like Henry Cavill did. He's gonna be so hard to replace. It's like trying to replace Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. It's like you try to do that. That's just weird. It's just not gonna be right. It's not gonna seem genuine, So, that's what's going on with that. But But yeah, there was so much to Aquaman that was so good. The only my biggest complaint was the relationship between Aquaman and Mera was very forced. And I think with this movie, they felt like they had to do that only because we know at the end they're supposed to be together, the King and Queen of Atlantis. But it was they tried to do a whole like rom-com scene with National Treasure mixed in there, and it was so rushed and. It just felt ill-prepared, I guess. I don't think it was thoroughly thought out. They put it together to where it kind of made sense still, but it was just very rushed and put together hastily, I felt. I never felt any real chemistry between them. I mean, in let me see, what movie was in Justice League, there was nothing of any kind of chemistry there between the two of them. At the beginning. So, because there was no inkling of that, there was nothing to fall back on to solidify and justify the connection they had in Aquaman. And I wish they would have done that in pre-preparation. Because, you know, she just resented him for just denying his heritage at first. And then to go from, oh, he totally denied his heritage, oh, now we're on a treasure hunt, so now I like you. It's like, you guys didn't think that through. But that would probably be my biggest gripe. I love the visuals. Of the movie, and the movie's visuals were amazing. The hair freaks me out every time. At first, I was complaining because I was like, oh, they're talking underwater, but they don't have no bubbles. You know, being all science-y. I need to stop. That's so small and petty. It was fine. It's fine. In fact, they're Atlanteans, so they get to speak with no bubbles. Even though it makes no sense, they get to do that because they're Atlanteans. And just like they can fly underwater with no, you know, it's fine. It's fine. It's whatever. It's not a big deal. It was still a great movie. Excuse the dog. He's like guarding the spot now. Anyway, there was some other things. The orange and green, y'all. The orange and green suit towards the end of the movie was amazing. It's funny because I never thought that they could actually pull that off. And here we went. They did that. Usually, I was very scared about how they were going to do that. You know, I thought they were going to go really dark with it. I knew they were going to put the orange and green suit in there. But I thought they were really going to dull it down. You know, make it... I apologize again for the dog. I thought they were going to dull it down and, you know, again, going with the dark, broody look. They went all kinds of bright with this. And let me tell you something. It looked amazing. He looked so cool coming out of that waterfall with his trident. He looked so sick. I was excited. I was stoked. It was amazing. So, there's a lot of high points with Aquaman that I really enjoyed and that I really could see how people enjoyed it as much as they did. So, if you haven't seen it already in the theaters, go check it out. It's tons of fun. It's a great film. It's a fun movie. Jason Momoa did great as Aquaman, and it's money well spent. I would definitely say it is money well spent. So I definitely advise you to go check it out. It is surprising that it did surpass Dark Knight Rises. I am surprised by that. Yeah, that's what that is. So what kind of shows are you guys watching right now? I'm kind of curious to know. Honestly, I don't watch very much TV myself. But when I do, I'm very, very selective on what I watch. I have my shows, too, that I watch online. That, you know, like shows that are on, like I subscribe to CBS All Access only because I watch Star Trek Discovery, because I'm a Trekkie, I love Star Trek. This season has been amazing so far too, very episodic. The new dude who plays Christopher Pike, I forget his name, the actor's name, but dude's doing an amazing job. I mean, he's channeling Pike, okay? And it's Kelvin Pike too, like Pike from the Kelvin universe and J.J. Abrams. Played by, what is that dude's name? I'm drawing a blank on his name right now. But his face is in my head. Bruce, what is it, Ian? Go, Bruce. Man, Dave, if you're listening right now, dude, you gotta have my back on this one, bro. Oh my goodness, Bruce something. Oh man, I can't believe I drew a blank. I would have known that normally the other day. Anyway, he's playing. He played Christopher Pike in the Star Trek movies with J.J. Abrams, that directed those movies. And so this new actor on Discovery has really channeled that version of Pike in the movie, and it's amazing. So I really appreciate it. He's doing such a good job, and he's a fun captain. It's cool. I've really enjoyed these last two episodes. They've been very episodic. But going back to my previous subject about binge watching TV shows, The Office is mine. That's my steez. You could watch The Office all the way through, and then when you get done, start right back over and watch it again. It's great. And I was having a chat with a friend I went out with last night, somebody I'm talking to, and we were talking about shows, and she was telling me, you know, Office is one of her shows, and then what else? What was the other show she mentioned? She mentioned another show that she was watching. Oh, Big Bang Theory. Although, so it kind of got me thinking, like, what shows are you guys watching that you guys enjoy thoroughly and can continue to watch over and over again and it not be, you know, like monotony, I guess, you know? For me personally, I watch Smallville every single year. Although this year, honestly, dude, as I'm thinking about it, I haven't watched Smallville from episode one in the last 2 years. Yeah, I haven't watched Smallville in the last 2 years. That's bad. I need to change that. I need to go on Hulu. That's where I find it now. It's on Hulu. I need to go on Hulu and watch some Smallville again from episode one. Watch the whole thing from great show to train wreck to great disappointment. Because that's what Smallville was, seasons 1 through 10. It was like greatness. Then after Lex left in season, what was that, season 7? It was just downhill from there. It was just garbage. And then season 10 was just, I call that the big disappointment. Because that's what that was. But I still loved the show anyway. I stayed true to it. I went through it. You know, I hung on. I stuck through. Bruce Greenwood, people. Bruce Greenwood. That's the dude who played Pike. I know that was like a random. Bruce Greenwood. That's the actor who plays Christopher Pike in the J.J. Abrams movies. And he was great. That's what it is. Boom. Don't laugh at me. Don't judge me. Yeah. So anyways, back to what I was saying. So yeah, I gotta watch Smallville again. I would also watch the Star Trek shows. Now, I watch Enterprise and I watch Voyager. Next Generation is cool. It's just, I'd have to say it wasn't my prestige personally, so I didn't find a huge desire to watch it from beginning to end. Voyager was my prestige. I like Voyager a lot, even though Janeway was a dumb captain. But, you know, I mostly watch Voyager for that interaction, and Seven of Nine, of course, because yas. And then I watched Enterprise, which was like Trek Light, Star Trek Light, that's what I like to call it. But Deep Space Nine, y'all, that show right there is the best Star Trek show in history. I think Discovery, it's on its way. I prejudged Discovery at the very beginning. I was like, that's the best show. It's better than DS9. It hasn't reached that caliber yet. I have to pump my brakes. I have to back it up. Because, you know, DS9, y'all. Oh, that show is the one. I think Discovery definitely has the potential to become that next Trek-worthy show. But DS9, boy, that one I could watch from beginning to end. And Sisko, he's so bad. He is so bad. I mean, that is the dude right there. Be on my team, sir. Avery Brooks killed that role. You go from Hawk to Captain Sisko, that's the business right there. Killed it. So yeah, I could watch that all the time. Trying to think show. Oh, Doctor Who. I'm a huge Whovian. I love Doctor Who. The new Doctor Who is trash. No, not because she's a woman. Because I love the idea of a female Who. What I don't like is bad and terrible character development and bad writing. And unnecessary companions to try to shove down our throats the idea of diversity. You know, you did that already with the female version of the Doctor. How about we just leave it there and create some wonderful stories and a unique, strong female protagonist that, you know, is out to save the universe with her wits. You know, it's like the first episode, I saw what they were trying to do. It looked like they were trying to do something different because I liked the fact that she was a tinkerer. You know, she knew how to fix stuff, like that was her thing. And then they just went all, hey, y'all, and SJW. And I was like, here we go again, people. So, yeah, unfortunately, I see this Who being probably the last one. I would like to see a twist on the show where the girl who plays Missy, you know, was like the Doctor. Like, because we know that she's the Master, right? Like, how cool would that be for her to become good and become the new Doctor, or like one of the Doctors? You know what I mean? I think that would be a cool concept. And if done right and given her own show just by herself, her being the Master, but Missy, but like solving problems like the Doctor does, I think it'd be cool. You know? And just call the show Missy. Missy. No, not Missy Elliott, but Missy. Like the. I think that'd be cool. Whovians, what do you think about that? Would you guys rather see something like that than the trash that's on right now? I do. I would. At this point, it's sad, but that's kind of where I'm at right now as far as Doctor Who's concerned. You know, the one that did it for me was the dude with all the teeth on his face. I'm like, what kind of monster? Like, what kind of alien has his teeth on his face, guys? Like, that's something a child would draw from the third grade. And I think somebody had a little child had a fear of dentists and drew a teeth monster. And Chris Chibnall said, ooh, that'd be a great monster. And he took it and made it something legit for Doctor Who. No, bruh. They're like, what? It's a tooth monster. It's like the nemesis of the Tooth Fairy. It's like, what are you doing, bro? What are you doing, bruv? Horrible. Horrible. Not genius at all. The ghost, what was that, the ghost temple, the ghost shrine, or something like that, it being, duh, the TARDIS, and the TARDIS not looking any different than what it was before. It's a disappointing season, people, disappointing season, and don't get me started on the screwdriver, please, do not get me started on that piece of trash, okay, that thing looks like a crumpled up rod of tinfoil. That thing looks terrible. It is not. That is not a Sonic screw. I would have rather. I almost at this point would rather she has the Sonic sunglasses. You know, she never even had a screwdriver. Just did the glasses for the whole season. Like, that screwdriver is ugly, dude. It is ugly. It looks like a men's Gillette razor without the razor detached. With the razor detached off of it. That's what it looks like to me. Looks terrible. Looks bad. Anyways, I'm going on a ranting rave right now, but I'm just disappointed. But leaving that with you guys, what shows do you guys binge watch? I'd love to hear your thoughts. The Stuff IDW on Twitter is primarily where you'll find me. And you could also leave messages here if you're listening on Anchor. The Stuff Podcast Show at gmail.com also. As always, I'm looking for ideas for other show topics. Again, Twitter's a nice little plethora of things to talk about, but... that'd be something nice to have, is to have other people's opinions on things that they'd like to hear me talk about. Like I said, I play it by ear, you know, I record as I can. This week was almost out. I'm like, ooh, I need to do another episode. So, you know, I'm trying to be committed to myself to making sure that I record regularly, when I can, and, you know, if the mood strikes me, but I want to do it semi-regularly. I don't want to have broad spaces of time, especially during this third season. I want to make sure I'm putting out some content. Yeah. So speaking of content, there was this other There was a video actually I found on Twitter. This kid and his stepdad were arguing and yelling, and this kid's like, "You're talking here with your N friends?" He said the N word to him, and that kid just went off. He's like, "Call my friend N again," and he just wailed on him. I was like, "Oh my God!" I mean, he knocked this dude out. He knocked the lighter out of his pocket. This kid was on house arrest and everything. He had it was ridiculous. I was like, "Oh my God!" It was crazy. It was crazy. This kid went ham on his stepdad. Disrespectful. Don't ever do that, children. But you know, if you watch the video, there's like, oh, okay, I understand why that happened. Not saying it's right that I condone it, but you have an understanding as to why that happened. I was just like, wow. And there was a lot of pent up aggression there. You could tell that was something. The way he was punching his stepdad, I mean, there was pent up aggression. That was hate and defense of his friend all at the same time. It was both of them. There's both things, same thing. You know, it was crazy. I heard it was seen before, but that was the first time I ever saw it. You know, so obviously his stepfather had some kind of problem. And he finally got some desserts for it, for saying ridiculous stuff. But yeah, that's what that is. So maybe I need to get off Twitter too. I don't know. I talked about not being on social media last episode. Maybe I need to try that with Twitter. But then that will leave me without any show subjects. If I can't depend on you guys to give me show subjects, where else am I going to go talk about? I could talk about my work situation, but I hear that could be a little sensitive sometimes. But I could talk about a little bit of that stuff too. I got to be sparing with that, which I will probably talk about next show. Because people are a trip, let me tell you. People, whoo, entitlement people, man. I talked about that, I think, on the first season of the stuff. You know, people who are just entitled, feel like they're entitled to just do anything they want. They should be able to have anything they want. It's like, nah, not really. You need to go in the back of the line. You know, oh, I'm leaving right now. Can I leave and then come back and come straight back to you? No, you cannot. You need to wait in line like everybody else. See, now I'm gonna go off. So I'm gonna leave that for another episode. You guys will be amazed about the stories. Maybe it'll encourage you guys not to be these people. You know, it's hard, I'm sure, but you know, it's very important that you not be these people, which is why I'm gonna share some of these stories with you. So, anyways. So I think I'm gonna shut it down. I'm gonna keep it short. Doing some quick shout outs. There's another podcast that I listen to, Curly Messy Bun. Sabrina of Colorado, shouts to you. Girl, keep doing your thing. Appreciate it. Your show's good. Good. I like the informal attitude of your show. It's really cool. And that's my shout for this week. I'm gonna start shouting out podcasts that I listen to, whether, you know, whether I, you know, whether I get sponsored by it or not. I ain't even tripping off of that. I think I'm just gonna start giving props to people who do what I do and whose content that I enjoy. So yeah, Curly Messy Bun podcast. She's got a lot of merch in her store too. She's got like shirts and buttons and, you know, the little weird little iPhone thingamajig that people have on the back of their phone so they don't drop it in their face when they're looking at it at night. Yeah, she's got some of those and t-shirts and stuff. So go look her up, support her. Also, shouts to House of Darkner. As always, my dude puts out some good stuff. Jive Talk, Real Talk, and the House of Darkner. Shouts out to you, my dude. That man keeps me up abreast of all things comics and all things entertainment. So I get watered down. You guys listen to me, you guys get the watered down stuff because I talk about life as well. All he talks about is entertainment. So you want some in-depth, that's where y'all need to go. You need to talk House of Darkness. That's the one. All right. But anyways, folks, that's it for my shout-outs tonight. Thanks again for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Again, find me on Twitter at TheStuffIDW. Gmail, find me at thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. And leave your comments if you're listening on Anchor. Leave me a message on Anchor. Love to hear from you guys what you guys would love for me to talk about next episode. Until then, folks, I'll talk to y'all next week. You guys stay good.